29 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. It's time for your take. All right, so it went down on Atlanta X's. And, you know, Tori Hart, who is Kevin Hart's ex-wife, is not even from Atlanta, so whatever works.
Okay.
But she made some comments about why, you know, hey, well, not necessarily why Kevin is not with her, but basically said that these brothers, once they seem to get a little success, they either go after some exotic woman or they go after a light-skinned woman or something like that.
She said she questioned her beauty. She said she questioned her own beauty because she's a brown, dark-skinned
woman. Thought she was kind of like the realest one on that show, to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know Tori. You know, I've talked to her on the phone, but I don't know her. Because I remember when they started having problems years and years ago, because we were actually shooting The Last Stand, and
wow.
I remember, it was Something Like a Business.
Wow.
And Kevin was, kind of telling me, hey, man, I'm having issues and so on and so forth. But, and I'm not putting out any personal business about it, but other than that, that's all I'll say. But basically, you know, she's like, she's not having it, and I think her comments just struck a nerve with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not the first time we've heard it.
Yeah, if you guys want to put your take on this, 1-877-PAR-SHOW, hit us up, man. 52 minutes past the hour. Oh, by the way, for all our former Dayton listeners, yes, we're not on the station there anymore because they took us off. But I want to say, I want to thank everybody there. I mean, to be on in that market for over 8 years is incredible. So yeah. I just want to say thank you.
For sure.
And you can listen to the Russ Parr Morning Show app. It's real simple, okay? It's easy to get to in the whole nine, and you can continue to be bored with our show. Okay, it's a beautiful thing. No, but we're no hating at all. We're there for a long time, and
yeah,
we appreciate
we
the station
yeah.
having us on that long. You know, the bus tours and the whole nine. It was just a great experience.
Sure.
You know, because if you can be on in any radio market for more than 3 years, you're doing something.
Yep.
So I'm happy about that.
Yep.
Anyway, we're talking about Tori Hart, Kevin Hart's ex, basically said, when brothers get some kind of success, you know, they just kind of go after the exotic or light complexion woman. It just started everybody went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, you want to comment on that? What's your take?
Yes, look, I think it's some truth to it. I will tell you personally, as a dark-skinned, beautiful black woman, it's something we've been battling for years, and I don't know if it's necessarily an exotic thing, but it's definitely a dark skin, light skin war going on. I mean, how many of us black girls have heard, oh, you're pretty for a black girl? I mean, I had somebody say it about my baby recently. Oh,
ooh.
That's just a big old dark skin baby.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus, I'm saved. But yeah, it's definitely a problem in society.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I mean, for those people to say it doesn't exist anymore, oh, you guys are, you stop crying. You're over. No, it does.
I don't know about it.
It's there. I mean, I think it would be very naive and almost, I think almost insensitive to say that it doesn't happen.
For you to say that automatically if I get successful, I want something.
I'm not talking about that. I'm taking on a grander scale.
Oh, okay.
To say that dark complexion people are not viewed differently by people, even by people within their own race. That happens.
It's true. But you know what, Russ? I will say this. You know, maybe how Kevin Hart, you know, when he did Think Like a Man, I mean, when he did 35 and Ticking, and when he did you put him on way before anybody else. You put him on. Mm-hmm. He couldn't choose from the pool of women.
That's not true.
It is true.
He was in love with Shorty and she couldn't keep him.
First of all, he couldn't get a bad chick.
He was in love and she couldn't keep him.
He couldn't get a
he has
he can definitely get more chicks. His pool of women has changed.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean from Baltimore.
Oh God.
Hey,
can you say something? Can you say something relevant, please?
I will if you give me a chance.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, listen, man, with anything in life, man, you know, you start making some more money, whatever. You want, you know, finer things in life, whatever, you know?
Finer things in life. Okay, thank you, man.
He's surprised he's still on.
His new girlfriend. You're done now. Brett, get him. The thing is that, Rashawn's from Baltimore. Kevin's fiance now is from Baltimore, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
Good morning. Hello.
Russ, let's just say. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say it's self-hate, and slavery has messed us up.
imagine. And personally, my preference has always been the dark-skinned sisters. But my friends growing up, they would always say, you know, we'll let you talk to her, and they would go after the light-skinned chick. But I'll tell you.
Well, you know, when you look like me, you just want something breathing.
Oh, God.
I just want something breathing,
hey,
you know.
But can we just say this? And I do agree. There, of course, there's a problem. But what do white men, let's just take black out of it. White men who get money, what do? They go marry the young chick with the beautiful woman, and they let, you know, this girl is younger than Kevin Hart. She's younger than Kevin Hart's wife. You go get the young, pretty chick that you couldn't get when you was in law school.
But Tori was basically saying she was evaluating her own personal beauty.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I thought that was so, that for her to do that and publicly say that says something about her. I mean, for her to share that, I thought that was powerful.
Sure.
Tweet.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, Sweet Tara says, I think she needs to have a seat. She has a man now. Kevin is happy and in love, and that's all they should want for each other. Not trying to be rude, says, it's definitely true. They get attention from women who wouldn't look their way when they were the average Joe. Now, that's what I say. I'm not saying, I don't know if light-skinned, dark-skinned.
Remember Dennis Rodman said that?
But Dennis Rodman grew up in South Oak Cliff. He was weird in high school. Black girls, you know, my son says the same thing. Black girls don't fool with him because he's goofy. My son will tell you in a minute I'm goofy, but you're right. I'm not going to everybody putting up with your mess, boy.
1-877-PARSHO. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russ.
Yes.
When did men get so complicated that we're making conscious decisions on what women we're picking off of? We're just picking the fattest girl. Picking her because she's dark or nothing.
I agree.
If Gabrielle Union was available, Kevin would be with her. But he really got her.
But let me tell you something. I have been in conversations with black men that have said they prefer a red bone.
Yeah. That's probably true, but in Kevin Hart's case, Kevin went and got a bad girl. The girl is bad. You got to give her props.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is that we're deciding what is beauty. And you know, you look at these ads and you look at, you look at everything on television and, you know, they're going for fair-skinned people because they think that's comfortable. It's not threatening.
But not necessarily. Chick from 12 Years a Slave.
How many more?
But she's exotic. She's also exotic.
Big deal about it.
It's crazy.
She's
a lot of brothers like dark-skinned chicks all day.
Yeah, but there's a lot of brothers that sit up and say that's their preference. But, yeah, if that's their preference, fine.
You can have a preference.
I prefer them breathing. 4 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. And, of course, everybody is tweeting about our topic about Kevin Hart's ex.
Tweet.
Anti-socialite writes, color-struck people will always be out there, but it ebbs and flows. Is Kevin Hart's fiance even really light-skinned?
She's really brown. I don't know if she, I think she may be half Asian, half black.
She seems a little Asian.
She's brown. She's not, you know, I think she's mixed, but she doesn't seem that light skinned to me. I've never
Tasha writes at Russ Parr Show, it's pretty accurate. Russ, y'all can probably name a few who marry a dark woman, just a few. Russ writes, I agree with Russ. Al doesn't understand because she light skinned.
Oh, I can't speak on it. What I will tell you is that I have like four best friends. Two of them are dark and they're pretty. They don't have, you know, they don't go around saying.
And they're pretty for being dark, aren't they?
No, I'm saying what I'm saying is they're pretty. So they don't say, all the guys, they like the light skinned chicks and not me. They're like, they bad. So they know.
J.R. Reed says if a man is unhappy, it doesn't matter what complexion a woman is.
That's
that woman was just in the right place at the right time.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it. And she just happened to be
Bank of America. Right. And she looked over his shoulder as he was making a deposit.
I think men like beautiful women, and I don't think they care about color.
I think Kevin's ex-wife is taking advantage of this opportunity for people to feel sorry for her and milk this situation.
No. I think she's valid in her feelings.
Insecure.
Her feelings are valued. However, she has to accept that the girl is bad. She's beautiful. Not in light-skinned,
really?
Dark-skinned.
Is she beautiful? Have you ever met her?
Because
let me tell you something.
People may outwardly
look beautiful, but when you meet somebody and they're like, and I'm not saying this about this girl, but you meet somebody and they're really not beautiful at all.
She might
and
be
then
a
you
bee.
Start looking at wondering if they have an agenda. You
don't
know.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying outwardly. We're talking about appearances. I'm so jazzy says, I mean, stop hating on light-skinned chicks. We ain't asking me this complexion. I'm not hating. I'm just saying outwardly she's a beautiful girl. That's right. All.
To you.
But Soup,
to
me. Soup situation, what Soup is breaking it down is like, hey, he wasn't in love with his wife anymore.
He wasn't.
Who grinded it out with him when he didn't have nothing.
Yeah, but.
That's true.
Yeah, but so what? If you're giving me a headache every day and you're not helping me advance at this point, sometimes people outgrow each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
That's true, too.
That situation
really
is old.
She couldn't have come in if everything was all good.
Judy,
you know,
Brown
that.
Writes, what happened to, for better or worse, apparently he loved her to marry her, so why not honor that?
Maybe they were having problems anyway, and then the pretty chick showed up, and he's like, shoot, what am I going to do?
He's on the road doing the dishes and mopping the floors, and she couldn't take it. He comes home on the weekend with the money bag. That's all she wanted.
Soup,
McGraw writes, don't all women who've been cheated on compare their beauty to the other
you
chick?
You always
not
do.
Not just the other race or
you
complexion?
You always do.
Most dudes go down when they cheat. Lord, you see the other chick, and she's not even as bad as his current chick. Not if they're rich.
If they get money, they're going to get a badder chick. That's just always. What it is. If they're not happy at home.
Man, you know, this has been ingrained into a lot of people, especially dark folks, when their grandmother's been telling you, get out the sun. You don't want to get any blacker, and make sure you get you a light-skinned man. Because I know a lot of dark-complexion women that will only go after a fair-skinned man.
That's true.
Because they want light skinned babies.
I've seen that happen. So it's just it is something that started, I think, way back during slavery time.
Of course,
divide and conquer, and that's what happened. And that mentality, kind of, I think, still is etched in our mind. And we don't understand why it's there, but if you just go back in your history, you can see. Why it was embedded in your head.
But Russ, guess what? We're not the only race that does it. Brazilians do it. Indians do it. We're not the only race that does that. Judah on the beat says, I don't think it's a shade thing. I think it's an exotic thing, which I partly agree with. You know?
Rob Allen says, Russ and crew, I think Kevin Hart's wife is wrong because I love me some too pretty Brit. Why?
Because Brady's a cutie
I'm brown
pie.
Skin.
Marion says, I disagree. Yeah. We don't necessarily have to be rich. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying your pool opens up when you get that money.
Tweet. Judy Brown says, Soup sounds bitter.
Soup is bitter Betty. You love bitter Betty over here.
It's not a color thing.
Bitter
Bobby. Crazy. Love who you love.
Did a light-skinned girl hurt you, Soup?
No,
ooh,
not at all.
Brit.
Not at all. Brit. I'm happy, actually.
I heard him every day. That's why. I heard him every day. That's what it is.
And you know what? We're in a color society, unfortunately.
We are.
No matter what.
It's true.
And, you know, you have debates with people that have children that are of mixed heritage. And I'm telling you, if your child is a little dark, they're gonna people are going to look at them and go, okay. Because the black people always, and especially because we never used to get anybody on TV back in the day.
Yeah.
We'd look at people and go like, okay. God, I bet she looks black. Her
She's
lips are
black.
A little black. And we want them to be
we
black.
Want them to be, we want to take them for our own. You know,
right.
We want to have them
right.
as our own. So, yeah, we're like, oh, she's black. She might be saying she ain't black, you know.
Yeah.
Mel
Diva writes, Tori is entitled to her feelings, Super Ken.
Yes, Soup. It's valid.
If they are real. This relationship is so old. She's on TV, man. She's trying to be popular.
Russ, Red Eye Ink says, why y'all denying what is witnessed online every day? Black dudes talk about getting the exotic-looking chick.
It is true.
Jody Lobo says, it ain't the skin complexion. People date the opposite of them. Blue
Can
eyes, blonde hair, once black hair, brown
All
eyes.
All you fellas out there that are color struck and want that exotic woman, I think you need to change one letter in that word. You should want an erotic woman.
Erotic.
No matter what color she is. I'm just giving it real.
Giving it real.
Hey, it's Migos, y'all. Let's do this fight night joint, okay? Listen, you guys can continue to tweet us if you like at Russ Parr Show. It is just blowing up our timeline.